Good morning and welcome to the first of the Willow Rivers podcasts. Today we're going to be taking a quick overview on Willow Rivers as a company, looking at a handful of the projects that we're currently working on, and giving you an idea of how we will be approaching investments, how we help our investors, and where we see the industry moving in the near future. I'd like to take a quick overview of what we do here at Willow Rivers. Our company is essentially a responsible investment company. Our aim is to source our investors' projects which benefit both people, planet, and profit. We've specialised in the years over solar as our main asset, but we've also done many alternatives. Property, we've done hydroponics, geothermal, gas CHP, to name but a few. But all essentially benefit the environment, benefit our investors, and essentially make the world a better place. We'll take a quick look at one of our projects, hydroponics, at the moment. We're working with a company based out of the United Arab Emirates who've effectively specialised a hydroponics project and setup whereby they can supply greens, salads, lettuce, herbs such as mint, to the Arab market using a very efficient vertical farming technology. We've worked with these partners and we're essentially finding investors for them who can raise funds to take ownership of part of the hydroponics farm. Returns vary, you're looking at anywhere from 14% right the way up to 27% per annum. They've also started working with Aon, who have insurance-backed the project. And there's also now the involvement of the Dubai royal family, which has further ring-fenced the project. Anything with the Dubai royal family stamp generally gives it a lot of credence in the region and also acts as something of a backstop. In a worst-case situation, the royal family can step in, as has happened in the past with the property industry in Dubai. So the hydroponics is a good long-term high-yield investment for investors looking for an alternative asset. It's asset-backed, so you physically own the equipment and you will receive a return year on year. It's actually paid quarterly. And like I say, returns ranging from 14 to 27% depending on the type of asset and also which insurance level you go with. Hello and welcome to the Willow Rivers podcast. Today we'll be looking at probably our longest standing investment, which is rooftop solar. We derived this investment model nearly 5-6 years ago now, and basically giving investors access to additional rooftop solar. Most of our investors have put solar on their own residential or commercial buildings, and having figured out that it's a very secure, very low risk income stream, they were looking to find out how they may be able to do further investment. We've worked with a number of development partners throughout the UK and Europe, and we've sourced commercial and residential rooftops that have been suitable for additional solar panels. And it's essentially a win-win situation. Our investors come in, they fund the system, they own the panels, they own all the equipment that comes with it, and our rooftop owners get the benefit of discounted or free electricity, and it's sort of a good symbiotic relationship that benefits all parties. Green electricity, cheaper electricity, and an income for our investors. So how does it work? Well, the investor effectively owns the panels, so he receives ownership of the equipment and will then register that with the energy company. More often than not, we use a company called Good Energy. He will then receive the feed-in tariff, and that equates to a quarterly income, which generates somewhere between 10 to 12% per annum, inflation-linked, for the next 20 years. He will also sign a lease with the property owner to say that he can use the space above the property for the benefit of solar panels, and that can then be registered with the land registry, giving him protection that the panels won't be removed, that they'll be looked after, and also giving peace of mind to the property owner to say that they will look after the panels and continue to maintain them. and make sure that he's seeing benefit as well as the investor. So systems, wherever they start, well, we can do anything as small as a 4 kilowatt system, where you're looking at prices less than 6,000-7,000 sterling, all the way up to 25 kilowatt systems. Again, looking somewhere between 25,000-30,000 sterling for these systems. A lot depends on the location, the type of roof, and the aspect. Now, we've predominantly only sourced systems in the southwest of England. That's the sunniest part of the UK. The grid's now beginning to get a little bit full in that part of the world, so we've had to spread our search slightly wider. We're now taking in South Wales and the south of England in general, but returns are still good and are still in excess of 10% per annum. A due south facing roof in a sunnier part of the UK can yield in excess of 12% quite comfortably. So it's very popular with investors. It's a high return, obviously beats the bank hands down, but it's also very low risk. There's a reason why so many pension funds are moving into the solar space, buying up large rooftop portfolios and also ground-mounted portfolios. It's a very, very low risk, low maintenance technology. You plug your systems in, as long as you maintain them every few years, give them a clean from time to time, they take very, very little maintenance. It's not like property investment where you have problem tenants. It's not like wind, perhaps, where you get moving parts and need to change and have mechanics change parts. They don't move. They just sit there in the sun generating income. And it's the main reason why it's become our single most popular investment. The majority of our clients have a number of solar systems in their portfolio. They are becoming harder to find. We do have a waiting list at the moment, but if you are interested in joining that waiting list, then do let us know and we can add you to that and put a name down for any system you like, anything from a 4 kilowatt right the way up to 25 and even larger portfolios do come across our books sometimes. So investment highlights, very low risk, high returns, 10% per annum plus, UK government backed, inflation linked, all adding up to what many perceive as a perfect investment. As I say, it's our most popular, and we will continue to do this as long as panel prices make sense and the sun shines. So get in touch if you'd like to find out more. The website again is www.willowrivers.com, and the projects and contact details can be found on there. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found that informative, and stay in touch for new and updated projects as we come along. Thanks again. Bye-bye. Hello and welcome to the Willow Rivers podcast. Today we'll be looking at probably our longest standing investment, which is rooftop solar. We derived this investment model nearly 5-6 years ago now, and basically giving investors access to additional rooftop solar. Most of our investors have put solar on their own residential or commercial buildings, and having figured out that it's a very secure, very low risk income stream, they were looking to find out how they may be able to do further investment. We've worked with a number of development partners throughout the UK and Europe, and we've sourced commercial and residential rooftops that have been suitable for additional solar panels, and it's essentially a win-win situation. Our investors come in, they fund the system, they own the panels, they own all the equipment that comes with it, and our rooftop owners get the benefit of discounted or free electricity, and it's sort of a good symbiotic relationship that benefits all parties. Green electricity, cheaper electricity, and an income for our investors. So how does it work? Well, the investor effectively owns the panels, so he receives ownership of the equipment and will then register that with the energy company. More often than not, we use a company called Good Energy. He will then receive the feed-in tariff, and that equates to a quarterly income, which generates somewhere between 10 to 12% per annum, inflation-linked, for the next 20 years. Who will also sign a lease with the property owner to say that he can use the space above the property for the benefit of solar panels, and that can then be registered with the land registry. giving him protection, that the panels won't be removed, that they'll be looked after, and also giving peace of mind to the property owner to say that he'll look after the panels and continue to maintain them and make sure that he's seeing benefit as well as the investor. So systems, where do they start? Well, we can do anything as small as a 4 kilowatt system, where you're looking at prices less than 6,000-7,000 sterling, all the way up to 25 kilowatt systems. Again, looking somewhere between 25,000-30,000 sterling for these systems. A lot depends on the location, the type of roof, and the aspect. Now, we've predominantly only sourced systems in the southwest of England. That's the sunniest part of the UK. The grid's now beginning to get a little bit full in that part of the world, so we've had to spread our search slightly wider. We're now taking in South Wales and the south of England in general, but returns are still good and are still in excess of 10% per annum. A due south facing roof in a sunnier part of the UK can yield in excess of 12% quite comfortably. So it's very popular with investors. It's a high return, obviously beats the bank hands down, but it's also very low risk. There's a reason why so many pension funds are moving into the solar space, buying up large rooftop portfolios and also ground-mounted portfolios. It's a very, very low risk, low maintenance technology. You plug your systems in, as long as you maintain them every few years, give them a clean from time to time, they take very, very little maintenance. It's not like property investment where you have problem tenants. It's not like wind, perhaps, where you get moving parts and need to change and have mechanics change parts. They don't move, they just sit there in the sun generating income, and it's the main reason why it's become our single most popular investment. The majority of our clients have a number of solar systems in their portfolio. They are becoming harder to find. We do have a waiting list at the moment, but if you are interested in joining that waiting list, then do let us know and we can add you to that, and you can put a name down for any system you like, anything from a 4 kilowatt right the way up to 25, and even larger portfolios do come across our books sometimes. So investment highlights: very low risk, high returns, 10% per annum plus, UK government backed, inflation linked, or all adding up to what many perceive as a perfect investment. As I say, it's our most popular, and we will continue to do this as long as panel prices make sense and the sun shines. So get in touch if you'd like to find out more. The website again is www.willowrivers.com, and the projects and contact details can be found on there. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found that informative, and stay in touch for new and updated projects as we come along. Thanks again. Bye-bye. Hello and welcome to the Willow Rivers podcast. We're now going to look at another of our projects, the geothermal energy investment we have in Hungary, about an hour and a half outside of Budapest. Geothermal is a very interesting renewable energy technology. Unlike many of our other systems, such as wind and solar, geothermal offers a very good constant supply of both electricity and therefore income. So with our solar and wind, we find there's big seasonal average swings. Obviously more sunshine in the summer, less in the winter, and more wind during stormier times of year, and less in the summer when it's cooler and calmer. That affects income and the income you derive from it. Geothermal is, say, very constant. Hot water will come out of the Earth's core on a constant and is not affected by climate and temporal variations. So what we've done is we've worked with a development partner in Hungary who are building and installing these geothermal systems on our behalf. And investors have the opportunity to come in, take ownership, and register these systems to receive an income, a regular income. Now, the systems are expected to work 20 years plus, just the same as solar and wind and other renewable assets, and it's achieving an 18% return on investment. That's expected to increase in line with energy inflation, And there's also a guaranteed buyback mechanism in place from the developer at the fifth year. So if you're looking for a shorter term investment, you can receive 5 years of income, and at the end of the fifth year, there's a guaranteed buyback mechanism should investors want it. I suspect very few investors will wish to take this. If you've got an asset which is achieving 18% per annum, there's very little reason to wish to sell it, but there are the options there, which is a sort of an added bonus. The systems are varying in size and prices. We have one system starting at only 4,500 sterling, ranging up to the largest system, which is 22,500 sterling. So it's quite a nice entry-level investment. The system is registered with an online portal, so you can view your returns in real time. You can click online, look at the link, and you can see how much your system is generated. Then you simply click on the download funds button and you can export your funds to your nominated bank account. This takes a matter of minutes, very, very easy, and a good low risk, high return investment for responsible investors. It's been very popular, and we expect this to expand rapidly over the next few quarters. If you have any questions on any of our projects, either go to the website www.willowrivers.com or pick up the phone listed on the site. That's www.willowrivers.com, and you should also be able to see a number of our current projects listed under the investment section. In the next episode, we'll be looking at our rooftop solar model and going over what's been our single most successful, popular, probably the simplest of all our investments. Hope you take the time to have a listen to that episode too. Thanks very much. I've been Ben Jeffress, the director of Willow Rivers. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you.